You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Tuning In, Tuning On, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Tuning In, Tuning On presents music from He's My Brother, She's My Sister, Shoulder Voices, Nick Moran Trio, Handful of Lovin', and Hello Dollface. Stick around for more. Tuning In, Tuning On is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at Rockwire.com, and I'm watching TV with my sister, catching the tail end of a Kardashians show here, and hey, Rita, introduce yourself to the audience.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Brian's sister, Rita, and yeah, just what he said, watching the Kardashians, very out of character for him. And I'm obsessed.
So. Obviously. And, you know, I can't, you know, and the thing is that, you know, we're both doing something new here. You're on my show and I'm watching a Kardashians episode.
Indeed, yes. A little trade-off there. And we have our corgi with us, joining us as well, is Roxy. She'll breathe into the microphone.
She'll breathe, go ahead.
Well, she licked it anyway. I don't know if anyone heard it, but, you know, she did lick it. Well, anyway, this will be fun. This is the first time I've ever had my sister co-host with me. What do you think so far?
I think it's like Wayne's World. It's like Brian's World, part of time, excellent. I was kidding.
Wayne's World without the guitar.
I'll be your Garth.
I know. Can you believe there are people who don't know what that is anymore?
That's just sick.
It's like we've lost our way culturally in this country. We don't know anything.
Yeah, I agree. There's people that don't know who Michael Jackson is either.
My God, I haven't come across that, and if I do, I'm going to punch them.
Yeah, they're like young kids, so yeah, just punch them anyway.
Yeah, I will, absolutely. On that note, it's time for some music. our first song is quite fitting by the band He's My Brother, She's My Sister, and they're actually a brother and sister band.
Real?
Yep, they're called He's My Brother, She's My Sister, and from their self-titled EP, here they are with Escape Tonight.
To know when it's complex, a straight line curves to ends connect. Somehow we all feel so pleased, even the loss can be a peace. The lingering doubt waits and remains, thinks of a loophole, idle for change.
Escape tonight.
two shoes on our feet. Some say we feel broken while driving our cars down the street. We say we're too tired. Some people been working 16 hours of the day, but they still find the gratitude for every dollar that comes their way. I said, we're filled up to our heads with the money that we're making, but it still ain't enough to keep us from complaining. If we step back, reflect on a bigger perspective, we might realize it's too time to find a monetary contraceptive. You're under in some kind of distraction. If you step back, reflect on a bigger perspective, you might realize it's the time to find a monetary contraceptive.
And we're back, and that was Hello Dollface with Speaker Door, the title track of their latest EP. And I don't know if anyone knows how I record this. I use a little handheld, so we didn't hear any music, and therefore our Kardashians moment has gone on undisturbed, with the
uninterrupted.
Well, with the exception of whatever commercials they have here on E.
Yeah.
It is on E, right? I know it was one of them. They're all the same now. I remember when A&E was like real high caliber opera and brought.
It's funny how arts and entertainment. Yeah, A&E is arts and entertainment. Now it's Dog the Bounty Hunter, which I'm not ashamed to admit I also watch. So.
Well, you know what is it? I used to watch A&E when it became a crime channel. Curiously enough, when it was, you know, Forensic Files, and yeah, you know
they still have that stuff, and it's good. Nothing like a good murder mystery to start your day.
Well, and also Addiction, and what's the other?
Hoarders! Hoarders!
Oh, God.
Hoarders!
Hoarders! I love Hoarders. Oh, goodness gracious. It makes me look like Emily Post. I mean, some of the shit they do to their homes.
People are just nasty.
Just termites everywhere.
Cockroaches, filth, old food that's like 5 years old, and they don't want to throw it away.
You know, dead cats, you know, the cats they love so much, but can't remember one cat's name and can't remember when they died or when they went missing, but when they clean up, oh my God.
Stockpile of canned beans from World War II.
Who do they they gonna do? What are you gonna do with it? And some of those people just piss me off when they, sometimes when they, you know.
I think they're too gentle with those people on that show. I think they're just always like, oh, do you want to get rid of this? It's like, no, it should not be do they want, because they don't want to get rid of any of it. They should be forced to get rid of everything. Everything should just be thrown into this giant dumpster, and that's just that.
I mean, there's no conceivable way why you should have all that crap in front of you, and you should be going like, let me think. Well, I, you know, there's just no need for it.
It's like, yes, I need that hanger and that severed hand and that you know, jar of beans. Yeah, I need that. Yeah.
I know that one woman's going on about, you know, well, with a little bit of my elbow grease, that this broken down bicycle can be work just as new again. You know,
it's just yeah, with your elbow grease, yeah,
whatever,
nothing is
whatever. I know, exactly. It's like my elbow grease. I remember when I was a kid, I tore apart the kitchen looking for elbow grease. Didn't know what the hell that shit was.
Thought she was going to make cookies with it.
No, I thought it was a cleanser. I thought, I did. Is there a brand name here? Well, anyway, back to some music. Up next, we've got the band, an Albuquerque-based band called Shoulder Voices, and from their CD Oil and Glitter, here they are with River of Glitter.
I just remember floating down a river. Take a spoonful of glitter.
You're listening to Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Sal Piamonte, and his new release, Lives in Devil City. Rock and Roll is the name of the game, and Sal Piamonte comes out a winner with a hard rockin' 13-song set with standout tracks such as Get Up, Get Up, What You Say, and the first single, Take Me Home. She was pin-up Americana, tattooed up and sleep. She's the kind of girl that can rock your world, and she can cuddle you to sleep. Lordy mama, Lordy mama. Lives in Devil City, from Sal Piamonte. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Sal at his official website, www.salpiamonte.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different, something better. The Guild Cinema, located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com. And today I'm co-hosting it with my sister Rita. And got any shout outs, Rita?
No.
Oh, come on, you had all the hey girl. Did that during the break.
to my, you know, friends in theory, I don't actually have
Well, guys, this is, my sister's a real treat. Very charming, very outgoing, bubbly, effervescent. I know, that's why we're stuck at home watching TV.
7 o'clock on a Friday night.
But anyway, Rita, it's a blast doing this with you. And I don't know if you knew, but I started my jazz show again. Okay. Yeah, it's been back for a week now. We just did our first one this night, and I'm starting the next one will be up Sunday, and it's going to feature the Nick Moran Trio, a jazz guitarist. Well, the trio's not a jazz guitarist. He's the leader of the trio, Nick Moran. But you know, he's got to, you get what I mean. And you can check out an exclusive interview with him on Sunday. At rockwire.com on our show, the all-new Jazzed in Blue. And here he is with the title track of his latest CD, No Time Like Now.
shoes hit the street. Who do you hope to meet to keep your head from spinning round? 8:30 at night, you gave in without a fight, and now you're out on the town. In the darkness when the demons come, one of their faces will be mine. Is a shame. Clinging to the last hope, sliding down this slope with no one but ourselves to blame. In the darkness when the demons come, one of their faces will be mine.
From his CD Through the Rain, that was my dear friend Alistair Green with Get Your Evil On. And Rita, once again, thanks for being on the show. I love it.
Sure, I love it too. I'm getting my evil on.
I know. Well, it's a cool song, Rita. He's kind of got that classic rock feel. And just a reminder, we can't hear any music. We're watching our Kardashians right now. Well, what is it about this show that appeals to you so much?
The appeal is that I want their money and I would like their life.
Oh, you're like so you're living through this vicariously.
In some sick way, yes.
I see. I mean, the eye makeup and the hair, but oh, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
I could see it. I mean, there's so much Kardashian hate out there right now. It seems like
kinds of hateration in this dancery. We just got all kinds of people just not.
In this dancery, that's... Oh, Mary J. Blige!
I'm sorry. I probably didn't consider the audience. Sorry. Yes, that was Mary J. Blige, and I can't remember what that song is called, but...
Family Affair. It was Family Affair.
Oh, see, yeah. Look at him. He knows all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a huge reality TV buff. I don't know why, I just am. Probably because I always watch TV.
Well, I love reality TV too. I mean, people that wouldn't know it by the kind of show I've been doing. But you know, I like Tabitha. I like Tabitha.
Yeah. Too. Did you know that she actually had a really jacked up facelift? Well, no, that's not a surprise. Sorry. Yeah, she had a really jacked up facelift. That's why her face looks the way it does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She had like a botched plastic surgery, and so she had to have several reconstructive surgeries to fix her face and. This is the end result.
Ooh, a poor thing. I didn't even know that. I just thought...
And her face still looks weird.
Yeah, I mean, plastic surgery does that. It alters the, you know, when you're pulling your face back and you got nubs in the back, you know, it's just not, you know, you're going to be asymmetrical, you know.
Yeah, I don't think man can improve on what God makes for the most part.
Right. I mean, I even see it in Debbie Harry's, some of her photos, they're at a certain angle. It's just different now than it was before.
Yeah. All these like older women trying to be young, you know, it's just, you're old, get over it, you know.
I know. Like Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane. She says that too. I mean, back in the 60s, she was this babe with long jet black hair and piercing blue eyes. And now she's like this large woman with white hair and it's all tucked in the back. And in an interview, she took out her partial teeth and said, "Hey there, folks."
Ew. Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'm not going to judge. You know, she was young and hot apparently when she was young and she lived that experience. And now she's just old and doesn't give a shit. So.
Exactly. And she's an artist now doing paintings and stuff.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, rock and roll ain't about, rock and roll is about, you know, just, you know, not growing old gracefully, just grow old.
Yeah. It's like just, you know, just die, pale face, bloated on a toilet seat, just overdosed on drugs and, you know, alcohol and stuff.
Well, up next, we're about time for some music. Up next is a band who came to Rockwired back in 2010. They're a Seattle-based band called Handful of Lovin', and from their CD Life in Between, here they are with Born Lucky.
Yeah.
listening to Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Sal Piamonte, and his new release, Lives in Devil City. Rock and Roll is the name of the game, and Sal Piamonte comes out a winner with a hard rockin' 13-song set with standout tracks such as Get Up, Get Up, What You Say, and the first single, Take Me Home. She was pin-up Americana, tattooed up and sleep. She's the kind of girl that can rock your world, and she can cuddle you to sleep. Lordy mama, Lordy mama. Lives in Devil City, from Sal Piamonte. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Sal at his official website, www.salpiamonte.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to Tuning In, Tuning On, exclusively at rockwire.com, and we're down to our final segment here, actually, and Rita, it's been a pleasure. What do you, you know, I mean, you've never seen me quite do this before, but, you know, what do you think?
That's cool. I think it's easier than I thought it was. Yeah, I thought you had, I was thinking it was more like a live, like, DJ kind of thing, where you had the music playing, and, you know... Yeah. And so it's just, you have your little recorder and you just, you know, you do pretty well, you know, with the stuff you have. I think it's pretty amazing.
Now, you know, my family doesn't listen to my show. But anyway, like, no, it's all right. Mom's even worse.
Yeah, our mother doesn't care about us.
She does, I know. She does. But anyway, I don't want this to take a dig on a sour tone.
Oh, yeah,
but
not. We're not depressed or anything here.
Nothing like that at Happiness House. No. But anyway. But anyway, I don't know. Just trying to get to explain things like online radio to people just gets a little hard sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. I remember when I did that little interview with you for my class project, and it was kind of like, yeah, what the heck is online radio? And I couldn't really quite think of a great way to explain it either. So, yeah, but...
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. And now it's time for some music. From their CD Velvet Mustache, here is White Apple Tree with Broken Bones.
We've been together for some time. For some time now. For fear of the unknown. You search for answers on your own, like a child on a search for diamonds in the snow. Go to Paris, go to London, go to Rome.
Thank you.
going along just swimmingly.
Isn't it? This is the best. That was Nothing Left to Lose from the band Social Code and their 2010 release, Rock and Roll. And this really is the final segment here. And thank you, Rita, for your time. Thanks for, you know, letting me into your world, although briefly. I haven't really been paying much attention since we've been watching this thing, but, you know.
Well, that's okay. I think everything's been going along just swimmingly, and I'm having a blast, so... this has been a lot of fun, actually.
Well, maybe we should do it more often.
We should. We totally should. Like I said, I don't mind being your Garth. It's okay. I don't mind being Garth to your Wayne.
We're going to thank you so much, Rita, and we're going to close out with Gold Motel from their CD Summer House. Here they are with Perfect in My Mind. That's going to do it for this edition of Tuning In, Tuning On. A special thanks goes out to my sister Rita for co-hosting with me today. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Tuning In, Tuning On is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.